Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Free abortions in California. Breitbart wrote on March 23, lawmakers are staying busy to make sure abortion on demand is the law of state as the United States Supreme Court revisits Roe v. Wade, including in California, where women will be able to abort their children free of charge. With this legislation, we will help ensure equitable, affordable access to abortion services so that out-of-pocket costs don't stand in the way of receiving care, California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement. Senate Bill 245, named the Abortion Accessibility Act, prohibits insurance companies from charging a deductible or copay for the procedure. SB 245 will ensure that anyone seeking abortion services in California will have autonomy over their own bodies and the ability to control their own destinies. First partner Jennifer Newsom, the wife of Governor Newsom, said in a statement. Eliminating out-of-pocket costs for abortion for people with private insurance is a major step in California's commitment to being a reproductive freedom state, making abortion services more accessible and affordable for all people in California. Jody Hicks, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, said in a statement about the law, which will go in effect on January 2023. Democrat California lawmaker Nancy Skinner proposed a bill last week that would create a fund to help women pay the expenses of traveling to California to abort their child there. California, a reproductive freedom state, is giving autonomy over their bodies to the women. What about the children? What about the unborn children? California gives a right to a woman to either reproduce or to not reproduce by aborting her child. Isn't the child in the mother's womb also a creation of God? Now, how does God look at abortion? In his word, the Bible. I found the following article, which was published by Christian Today on March 21, quite interesting. And I'd like to quote from this article as follows. Life begins at conception. From that moment on, nothing is added. The individual simply has to develop and grow, a process that continues throughout our lives. But according to Scripture, God knows us from before we are even in the womb. Every one of us is special, and every one of us has a God-given destiny. In line of that, the Bible prohibits the taking of innocent life, which it brands murder, and which carries severe penalties, even placing the perpetrator under a curse. In particular, child sacrifice, whether made to pagan deities or to God himself, is forbidden as an abomination and labeled detestable. Abortion is a form of child sacrifice. It is worship made to the secular gods of self and sexual freedom, fueling belief in our absolute right to have consequence-free sex whenever, wherever, and with whomsoever we choose. In all of this, abortion has both encouraged and driven society's rejection of and rebellion against God. In England and Wales, we have witnessed almost 10 million abortions, 98% of which have been performed for what are termed social reasons, meaning that the unborn child was, for whatever reason, at the time unwanted. The situation has in fact become so bad that for many today, abortion is regarded simply as another form of contraception. Even this appears not to be enough, however, and abortion activists want to make it available on request and up to term, with pills freely available over the counter. To put all this in some kind of perspective, over the last half century, the UK has legally killed around 14% of the population, which is equivalent to killing the entire population of Austria or the combined populations of Wales and Scotland. Yet even this staggering number pales into insignificance when compared with the number of children aborted globally over the last century, because when the figures are added together, we have, at a conservative estimate, terminated the lives of around 2 billion children, equivalent to around 7% of the entire human race. Because of our rebellion, the article goes on to say, we have placed ourselves under judgment, as a result of which God has withdrawn his protection. What we are experiencing now is most assuredly a warning of the judgment to come if we do not urgently repent. COVID, social fragmentation, the financial collapse of world markets, and now the threat of world war, all are signs of the withdrawal of God's protection and should send us to our knees in remorse. Only repentance can break the stranglehold of evil. Only repentance can save us. Now, didn't Jesus Christ tell us that unless we repent, we will all perish? To understand more about why there is a need for individual and collective repentance, what God's master plan is for the entire world of mankind, and why the Bible says that abortion is murder, please ask for our free booklets on Born Again and Predestination. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.